Hi, friends. Welcome to Sips of Sunshine, the podcast hosted by Amy Ogden. Sips of Sunshine is a place to share inspiration, positivity, and fresh ways of thinking. Thanks for listening. If you enjoy today's episode, please share this sip of sunshine with someone you love. And now, on to today's podcast.
Well, hey, everyone. Thanks for listening today. This is Amy. Welcome to Sips of Sunshine. I'm really, really excited to be recording tonight's podcast. It's been a couple weeks since I've had the chance to just sit down and record one of these. I've been traveling pretty much nonstop. I slept in my own bed, I think two nights in the past 2 weeks, and it was all great though. I mean, I don't complain. It was part work, part fun. But it was a lot, and I needed a couple of days after I got back even to just sort of get a couple of good nights of sleep, eat some salads, drink some water. And I'm, you know, I just sat down to record this. This is a Wednesday night, and I just finished a 2-hour walk around the city with one of my best friends in the whole world. It's one of the first warm nights in New York, and oh my gosh, it was just heaven. You know, I think just to get to love where you live and the people in your life and connect over something other than a cocktail is refreshing every once in a while. I don't know about you guys. I feel like I eat and I drink sometimes more. I don't know how to say it. Like there are other ways to connect with people. And for me, it's just such a default, you know, Taco Tuesday and happy hour and rosé on rooftops. And it's all great. But also when you're 41, your body's like, so we should talk. So anyway, tonight was just such a blessing to get to have a couple of hours with one of my best friends and also feel like we were loving our city and loving our bodies. And it was great. I did learn a valuable lesson, though, because we stopped to get a water, but then they were selling Corona. And I was like, oh, man, that sounds amazing, because it's like 80 degrees. And then they told me I couldn't walk along the waterfront with it. And I was like, well, thanks for making up my mind for me. But that did sound really tasty. Cinco de Mayo is also around the corner, so maybe that's why my mind is on Coronas. But thanks for tuning in as always and giving me a few minutes of your day. And I'm coming kind of off of a high. You might be able to hear it in my voice, but I wrapped up my 2 weeks of travel with giving a TEDx talk a couple of days ago. And I won't take you through all of that tonight. Hopefully, if it gets the thumbs up from the TED and the TEDx organization and gets put onto YouTube, I'll actually be able to play the audio of it as a podcast episode. So I'll figure that out when the time comes. They haven't uploaded it yet, and it still has to get approved. But I gave a TEDx talk a couple of days ago, and it was in Wilmington, Delaware. This was just a life goal, and I'm so happy and so proud that it was something I got to do. And so I wanted to share, I'm going to put these together, but two really cool takeaways from my TEDx talk. One of them I think I kind of expected to take away, and one of them I had no idea I would take away. So we'll just dive right in. The first one is, you know, I think we all have those things in our mind that we think, well, that's for other people. And that could be anything, you guys. That could be running a marathon. That could be becoming a CEO, founding a company, living for a month in Bali. Like, you know, it could be anything, right? It's funny, though. I feel like we tell ourselves these stories that certain things are just meant for certain people and they're not meant for others, or they're not meant for me. Or maybe just I tell myself this story. But I've talked to enough people to know that we tend to do this. We tend to sort of decide at some point, kind of like, okay, this is my lane, like stay in your lane, right? Like this is my lane and I can go this high and I can go this wide and I can go this deep. But like, these are kind of my, like, these are my boundaries. And the TEDx talk for me was really, really cool because for a long time I told myself that that was reserved for certain people. And I didn't know who those people were. And I didn't know what made them special enough to give one. But I just decided at some point in the past that you have to have a certain something to do a TEDx talk. And it was funny, though. I didn't think I didn't have that something. I just thought other people did have it. I don't know if that translates very well. It's not that it was like self-doubt. It was more like, oh, those people are like extra special. Like they're like in a whole separate bucket of humanity that gets this stage and this opportunity. So about a year ago, I just changed my mind one day. And I wrote in my affirmation journal and I wrote in my bucket list book. I have both that I was going to give a TEDx talk. And I didn't put a time frame on it because just the fact of saying I was going to do it was big enough for me. That was a big enough step. I didn't feel the need for a time frame. And so I guess lesson number one, I mean, this sounds like a sort of basic, but like, you're really the only person who's deciding what you can and can't do in your life. And so if there's something that you've just always kind of thought is just not in your lane, I would challenge you just to rethink that a little bit. If there's something you've just always thought is reserved for other people, and I think the examples I gave earlier might fall into some buckets for some people, I've told this story before, so not to be redundant, but I thought living in New York City was only for special people. I thought you had to have like some sort of like secret password and a secret bank account and know certain people to live in the city. Like I really, really thought for so long that there was something about people who lived in New York City that was special about them, that they were able to do it, and almost like they were like allowed in. And maybe it's moving to New York that kind of took that whole mentality off of me that was like, well, you can do this. And it was the same with my blog and even the same with this podcast. Like, I don't know. I mean, I guess I'm as capable as anyone of doing this. And also like, I mean, if you want to do it, why wouldn't you? So don't do something you don't want to do. Like I wanted to give a TEDx talk. I didn't just do this because I wanted to see if I could. I really had something to say. Shocking, I know. But I just think it's so cool that you can decide to change lanes. So that's lesson number one. Just if there's something in your life that you really want to do, but you've decided for some reason that you are not allowed to, that it's outside of your lane, I would just say challenge that. Because there's no one on earth who has. I'll think about this sometimes to myself. I'm like, well, I have the same hours in the day as Oprah and Gwen Stefani and Mother Teresa. And I have the same brain in my head as Kate Middleton and President Obama. And like, you know, I just like, You have the same brain in your head and you have the same hours in your day. And also, you know, I say this a lot, but I have to say it again. We have never, and I mean this, like never lived in a world where the barriers to entry to opportunity have been lower, right? Like if you're listening to this and you're under 30, let me just tell you, like when I was in my 20s, I wanted to find a new job. I was not happy at my job, but the access to just jobs and opportunities and information and people, it was so much more limited. Like we had this website called monster.com, and that was kind of like the most innovative place to like find job postings. But then like it wasn't even as common then to email a resume. You would print it out and mail it. And it was just like, it was a different time. Like just the fact that you can apply for a job over Instagram message. Like, it's just crazy, you guys. So if there is something you want to do, you have the same brain in your head and you have the same hours in the day and you have the same Google as anyone else. So like any boundaries you've put on it, I would venture to guess that 100%, if not at least like a high percentage of those boundaries, that's just you. Like, has anyone looked you in the eye and said, you cannot run a marathon? Or has anyone looked you in the eye and said, you cannot be an entrepreneur. You cannot start a company. I bet they haven't. And if they have, I mean, kick rocks. Okay, so that's number one. And then number two, and this is the one that gives me like goose bumps. So you wouldn't know this unless you gave a TEDx talk or sat in the audience. But this is so cool. Okay, here's how it goes. When you are giving a talk or in the audience, the organizer kind of gets up at the beginning of the day and kind of sets the ground rules for the day. You know, turn off your phones and all the, you know, all the housekeeping. And then they say, this is intense. And as much as the speakers have practiced, it's normal to just go blank when you're standing on stage. So audience, if this happens, and you'll know when it's happened, I want you to erupt in applause. I want you to fill the room with applause and encouragement and give that speaker a moment to catch their breath and regain their thoughts. And you guys, during the day of my TEDx talk, there were a couple of speakers that it just happened. In the middle of their talk, standing on stage in front of hundreds of people, you see it. They just go blank. And they don't do anything. They just stand there. And they stop talking. And they just sort of look at the audience. And maybe they look at their feet. Or maybe they glance at their PowerPoint or the clicker in their hand. And then the audience, you can tell, kind of waits like one Mississippi, two Mississippi, just to make sure it's not a pregnant pause or to give them just that beat to grab that thought. But at the 2 second, 1.5, 2 second mark, when you know that thought is just gone for the moment, you guys, the whole room erupts in applause. You've got someone in the back of the room yelling, you got this, like, oh my God. I don't want to say I kind of hoped people would forget their lines, but I kind of hoped people would forget their lines because it was this, just this encouraging joy rising, like energy lifting moment within the room where everyone rallied around that person. And instead of sitting back silently, waiting to see if they figured it out or failed, we didn't even give them time to figure it out or failed. We just jumped in with encouragement. And what was crazy was almost immediately they got their thought back. And I promise you, if we all sat there silently judging and watching, they wouldn't have gotten their thought back as quickly, if at all, in that moment. So that was so cool. And it just really made me happy. And it really made me remember that there are times when people struggle. And look, this is real life. And sometimes struggles need to be, you know, addressed in whatever way makes sense. But sometimes when people struggle, the best thing you can do is give them a round of applause and a you got this, and they'll figure it out. So that was really, really cool. And I wanted to share that with you because it really resonated with me. I don't think I'm the kind of person who sits back and watches people flail and struggle. But I don't know. Maybe there have been times where I have. And it just was super cool. So I wanted to share that with you today. So that's it. This is a quick one. It's a little sip of sunshine, not a big old gulp like some of them are. And I don't really have anything else to say other than you guys are just awesome and your life is meaningful. And as always, I appreciate you listening. And wherever you are in this moment, I hope you will just, I'll do it with you. Take one deep breath in and one deep breath out, and be thankful for this day and all the blessings you have in your life, because I know I sure am. I'll talk to you real soon. Have a good day. Bye.
You've just listened to the Sips of Sunshine podcast with your host, Amy Ogden. Subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or Google Play, and be sure to visit sipsofsunshine.com for more inspiration. See you at the next episode.